goods are coming from another EU member state, similar principles apply, albeit that there will be some slightly different reporting processes. If you are supplying from an EU member state into the UK to a business user who is UK VAT registered, then the supply will be free of VAT within your own member state. So a French supplier of television sets can easily supply those zero-rated to a UK distributor. All they need to do is to get the UK VAT registration number from their UK customer and quote that on their sales invoice. They will then need to comply with any reporting requirements in their own member state, but once they've done that, the responsibility for accounting for VAT passes to that UK business. That's relatively straightforward. Where we have a slightly more complicated situation is where we're looking at private users. If you are selling goods from one member state to another member state, where your customer is not VAT registered, primarily because they're a private individual, then you're in the area which we know as distance selling. The rules apply equally to offshore businesses supplying into the UK as to UK businesses supplying to other member states as well. What you need to do is to monitor the value of goods sold from your member state to each of the other member states. So let us take a German supplier as an example. A German supplier, perhaps, of CDs to European users. They're selling to private individuals, and in particular, we'll look at the supplies into the UK. The German supplier starts supplying the goods to UK customers. Because they are below the distance selling threshold, they charge their own domestic rate of VAT. In Germany, the current VAT rate is 19%. So that German supplier must charge German VAT at 19% to the UK customer. They monitor the value of goods sold to UK customers who are not VAT registered over the course of a year, and that is a calendar year. If the value of goods sold does not exceed the distance selling threshold, which is currently set at £70,000, then they continue simply to charge German VAT. However, if they exceed the £70,000 limit, they are required to become VAT registered here in the UK and charge UK VAT instead. This concept, this methodology, applies for every different member state. And broadly, each member state has picked a limit which is either around about £70,000 or around about £25,000. The limits do vary slightly because of conversion rates and that sort of thing. And the rates were actually set at 100,000 EQ and 35,000 EQ prior to the euro being introduced. Each member state has picked one of those, and it's simply a matter of monitoring your sales to that country against each member state's limit. This gives rise to a couple of practical points. If you're selling into the UK and you're charging, say, Hungarian VAT or German VAT or Polish VAT at your own rate, and then suddenly you have to become VAT registered in the UK and charge at our rate, how are you going to price your goods on the internet or in your mail order catalogue? Are you going to say X pounds plus VAT at the appropriate rate, which leaves it very uncertain to the customer? Or do you simply fix your price and account for VAT included in it at whatever rate you have to? This, of course, could impact on your margins, perhaps on your profitability, perhaps on your competitiveness. One thing you could think about, particularly at the moment, is registering for UK VAT on a voluntary basis anyway. At the moment, and I have to stress that, at the moment, the UK VAT rate at 17.5% is one of the lowest in the whole of the EU. I think, if I remember correctly, there are only three member states with rates that are lower than ours. The majority of member states have VAT rates between 19 and 20%. The most common rate is 20, 19 is very closely behind that. And they account for well over half of all member states. And then the balance of the member states all have higher rates, some all the way up to the maximum permitted of 25%. If you are in one of those high rate states, it might be better, in fact, to register in UK VAT terms right at the beginning and only charge UK VAT at 17.5%. Of course, sitting here in the beginning of June, we'd have to look forward to the budget. Will the VAT rate in the UK increase? If it does, then this sort of planning will perhaps be of less interest. So that pretty much covers sales from outside of the EU and sales from within the EU.